The government has called for national dialogue with the Bishops' Conference acting as a mediator to bring all sectors together, and the government says that will be unconditional. I think from what I've just read on Informe Pastran, which is kind of pro-government but critics of the government side. I think what's actually happening at the moment is obviously the students are absolutely crucial voice within that dialogue, but they're having quite a lot of difficulties actually selecting people to actually represent them in the talks, reaching consensus on what their negotiating position is going to be within the talks, because there is a whole load of very disparate demands. So I think that's certainly going to be one difficulty. The other thing that's been set up is a justice commission has been set up by the National Assembly. The prosecutor's office has set up some investigation mechanisms. Given the depth of feeling, it will be a tough path forward to lead Nicaragua out of this, and whether that will be possible without getting people in from outside as negotiators, particularly with the Truth Commission, I don't know. I think it's too early to tell. So it's quite a question of trust building. It's going to be extraordinarily difficult. I think it's important to recognize the history of the Sandinistas and the number of times before they've been involved in very, very complex negotiations. So you can only but hope that with goodwill on all sides and a kind of a recognition that the people are going to suffer if this negotiations are not successful, at the very, very poorest in society, who will bear the brunt of economic stability and with no more funds I think that everybody should involved in any kind of dialogue should keep that in mind.